Kate McClellan, pro wedding planner with over 16 years of experience helping more than 400 couples down the aisle. I started Planning Collective to help all couples get through the overwhelm of wedding planning by sharing my actionable tips and tools that I've used over the years working with my clients. We'll focus on getting rid of what I like to call FOWO, the fear of wedding oversight. This is an unfortunate condition that almost every couple will suffer from at some point. Let's get you back to enjoying the planning process. Here we go. Hey guys, Kate here. Welcome back to the Wedding Planning Collective podcast. Today I want to talk about how to build your vendor team. So we're going to go over what vendors you need, what order you book them in, and how do you find your vendors? Technically speaking, the first vendor that's going to be on your list is going to be your venue. So whether you need just one location or you have two separate locations, one for the ceremony and one for the reception, that is going to be the first thing that you need to lock in before looking into the rest of your vendor team. Outside of that, the other core team members that most couples will have would include an officiant, a caterer, if that's not already included with your venue, music for both the ceremony and reception, a photographer, a florist, baker or someone to provide the desserts, hair and makeup team, and a stationer or someone to provide the invitations. Beyond that, other vendors that many couples will also secure but are not technically required would be a wedding planner or a day of coordinator, videographer, transportation services, rentals, lighting, and a photo booth or other entertainment for the reception. A question I see asked all the time is what order do we book our vendors in, or when should we book our vendors? You want to book based on their availability or lack thereof to take multiple events. So start with the vendors that can most likely only do one event in a day or maybe even a weekend, and then move on from there. Here's a list of the typical booking order. Your venue, again, that should be what you lock in first. A photographer, your DJ or band, a wedding planner, and videographer. These are vendors that most likely only have one spot per day, and once they're booked up, they're booked up. Next up would be your caterer, an officiant, the rental company, florist, and hair and makeup team. And less urgent would be transportation, photo booth or other reception entertainment, lighting, stationer, and baker. As a reminder, I put these in the less urgent category, not because they don't rank high in your priorities, but because they generally have the ability to book multiple events in a day, and therefore their availability is usually open later on in the planning process. The vendors in the main core category, I would recommend you reach out to as soon as possible. Many will start booking up in prime seasons about a year in advance, if not more. Where do you find your vendors? The best piece of advice I can give you is to reach out to family or friends who have recently gotten married or hosted an event and find out who they liked working with or maybe who they didn't like working with. This way you can get a list of recommendations that have a personal referral, and that makes it much easier to trust them. If you're already working with a venue or a planner, ask them if they have a preferred vendor list or if they have any favorites that you should be starting out with. Sites like The Knot and WeddingWire are a great place to start, but make sure that you're paying more attention to the reviews over their placement on the pages or their awards. Those are paid features, and they aren't necessarily reflective of the vendor's work, but how much they put into their advertising with them. And finally, you can always use social media by using hashtags on Instagram or Facebook, like hashtag Michigan Wedding Planner or hashtag Houston Wedding Band. This way you can find images of their work and you can also check them out on social media. If you'd like more information on how to build your vendor team, make sure you check out the Wedding Planning Blueprint. You can find more details on that at planningcollective.com. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I will see you in the next episode.